Time for Midweek Focus on this Wednesday, January the 22nd. Midweek Focus sponsored by Sanford Health, Mertz Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks, Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy, and Oaks Public School. It's a program focusing on events, on people, and on your community, heard every Wednesday. And if you have an event coming up, you want to be on Midweek Focus, contact Jill Cox at 742-2187. Tara now joins us from Tara's Thrifty White Pharmacy. Hi, Tara. How are you today?
Hey, Ace. Cold, but warming, going the right direction, I guess.
I was going to say, at least it's a little better than what we've had the last week. And so I was telling you, I was at Hockey Day in North Dakota yesterday.
Yep.
First game was 11 a.m. It was about negative six out. I was fortunate enough to be in like a little trailer. They had some heat for me, but still had the windows open and saw a lot of rosy red cheeks on a lot of the players.
Yeah. And you'd think it'd be that cold that we'd kill anything that's alive, but there's still a nasty influenza virus out there.
Yeah. I hear it's kind of, it's I guess, like you said, it's this time of the year where it's impacting a lot of people across the entire country, it sounds like.
Yeah, lots of hospitalizations, and we're seeing more affecting younger people than older people. I mean, they're all affected, but this is the first year that there's been a trend more so in the younger population.
And when it's the younger population, isn't that more dangerous for a younger kid too? Why is that? Is it just their immune system or?
Yeah, you know, it's just the virus itself.
Yeah,
the flu vaccine every year is a guess of what maybe was going through in China or, you know, the other, you know, parts of the world. And then they put a combination of all these strains in the flu vaccine, and sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's not so good. So it all depends on that strain and then a person's immunity also.
Sure.
Yeah. So if somebody's wondering, do I have the flu or is it just a nasty cold? The most common warning signs if you have the influenza are you're running a fever. And usually that's 100 degrees or more. And then severe aches, body aches, severe headache. You're really tired, weak, exhausted. Maybe have a dry cough, sore throat, runny nose. And then sometimes there's a stomach part of it, even though we call that the flu. I know my little guy was out with the flu, Nathan, and he goes, "I thought I got the shot for this." I'm just like, "No, buddy, different one." But if you have the fever and the muscle aches, it's an achiness that you probably, if you've ever had the influenza, you'll know it's the flu because your body will just ache. And the most important thing is to get to your healthcare provider within those first 48 hours. After that, they can't treat you with anything, and you're just going to have to tough it out for the next 2 to 3 weeks because sometimes it can linger that long.
Yeah.
So getting tested is probably the most important thing because then you can start the treatments and those will stop the replication of the virus and make you feel better a lot sooner. A reminder to people, it's spread person to person through coughing and sneezing. So if somebody has the influenza virus, and a lot of times they don't know they have the virus because you're contagious a day before the symptoms even start. So maybe you touch something with the flu virus on it and then touched your mouth. I keep yelling at my kids, get your hands away from your face. Don't put your fingers in your mouth. Don't put them near your face. But make sure that you're washing your hands good. Covering the cough. And then most importantly, make sure you get the flu shot. If you haven't had the flu shot by now, it's not too late. You can still do it. We're going into our peak time here in January, February. Sometimes it can go even as late as May. And the vaccination takes about 2 weeks for people to get protection against the vaccine. So good, healthy habits for you to develop those next couple months. Avoid close contact. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your mouth and nose, especially when you're sneezing or coughing. Clean your hands. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. And then other good habits of plenty of sleep, exercise, manage your stress, drink plenty of fluids, and eat nutritiously.
What makes like the middle of winter right now? Like why is it prime time? Is it just the dry air / the cold? And is it the weather?
And viruses migrate. You know, sure. I just heard this morning a coronavirus. Don't ask me about that one, but it's a new one.
A corona is in the beer?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah. No, but it's in China and Japan right now. There's been 4 people that have died. And,
oh, wow.
So viruses tend to just migrate. It doesn't have to do anything with the weather because it's hitting California, it's hitting Texas. Sure. It's just that migration, if it's in the Gulf Stream or whatever. But
yeah.
As it goes around the world, it's our turn. And yeah. It just happens to be this time.
Sure. Stay clean. Always wash those hands and
stay home if you're sick.
Yeah. Oh, big time. I know it's kind of nice now that I live alone. Like, I haven't been sick forever, and I feel like half of it.
You
just,
better knock on some wood.
Good point, right? Oh, now I'm going to get the flu for the next 3 weeks. No. Yeah, I totally just jinxed myself. Nice job, Ace. All right, Tara, anything else you want to touch on before we wrap things up?
I think that's it.
Good deal. All right. Tara joining us, she'll join us every, what do we say, 3rd week of every month for Midweek Focus here on The Tornado.